Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. This week we will be considering the word holy. This word is found all over in both the Old and the New Testament, occurring hundreds of times in both Testaments. Now, like me, you may have learned when you were young that the word holy literally means to be sinless. And while this might be true by implication, there's actually a deeper and actually richer meaning for this word holy. The word holy actually means to be separated or set apart. Throughout the Old Testament in particular, we find that the word holy is used for many of the things which were to be separated for the purpose of being used for God, for the purposes of God. For example, we find places that are holy. The tabernacle in the Old Testament was holy. It had a holy place and a most holy place. The hill upon which the temple would be built outside of Jerusalem was called holy. The ground where Moses and Joshua met the Lord, they also were dedicated or separated and called holy. Throughout the Old Testament, there were activities that were called holy. The Sabbath day and many of the other festivals that God separated for special use to commemorate Him, they were also called holy. There were also many things that were related to the worship of God in the Old Testament that were also called holy. The clothes that were worn by the priests, the anointing oil that was used to anoint prophets and priests, the incense used in the temple, the offerings that were brought to the Lord's temple and the food that was given to the priests, items that were dedicated for the use of the tabernacle, the altar, the Ark of the Covenant, as well as many other things like God's law, God's promises, God's word, God's covenant, God's name. Even the angels are called holy. All of these things were separated. They were set apart for the use of God and for His purposes. But all of this is derived from the fact that God Himself is called holy. Isaiah in the Old Testament describes God in this particular way. He calls God the Holy One of Israel. And throughout the Old Testament, we will read over and over again that God is holy. In Psalm 22, David says, "You are holy," referring to God. And because God is holy, and He is separate from sinners, apart from sinners, we also see that God has chosen a particular people to be holy, to be separate from the world, the sinful world around us. Throughout the Old Testament, God's people, the people of Israel, are called His holy people, a holy nation. He says, "Because I am holy, you shall be holy also." These people were holy. They were redeemed by the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, Moses says, "You are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for Himself." You see, the nation of Israel was chosen. It was separated by God from all of the other nations of the world to be His very own, to be apart from the rest of the world. Those laws and regulations that God gave in the Old Testament were to separate His people from all of those other nations. God also called His prophets, evangelists, those who were called to proclaim His word. They too were called holy. In the New Testament, we find that Jesus is referred to as holy. Even the demons recognize this. In one of the Gospels, we're told that one of the demons who was about to be cast out by Jesus says, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Peter in the book of Acts refers to Jesus as God's holy servant. Jesus was separate from sinners. He was the one who had been chosen by God to carry out the work of our redemption, that we might be separated from sin and be made God's very own special people. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul writes, "I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Paul makes that point that we too have been separated by God from the world around us and from the sin of the world that surrounds us. We are called to be holy to God. How did that take place? Paul tells us in Ephesians 1, "He chose us in Him," that is in Jesus, "before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before Him in love." Thanks be to God, through our Savior Jesus, who has called us to be separate from the world, that we might be His very own people.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.